Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing no contact success, Harry's story. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, datemedotips. That's www.datemedotips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website, datemedotips, to find out more details. That's www.datemedotips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing no contact success, Harry's story. So this podcast is based on the success of somebody that I'm going to refer to as Harry. That is not his real name. He said I can describe his story to you, the listeners, to hopefully give you an insight into how you can successfully use my version of the no contact rule. And that is why he wanted to get his story across. It's to basically inspire people and to showcase the things he did right and some moments where it showcased he did things a little bit wrong. And yeah, well, we'll get straight into it. So first of all, I need to describe to people what is the no contact rule. So when I'm saying no contact success, what do I mean? So the no contact rule is something that people suggest you implement if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back. There are many different versions of a no contact rule that you can find online, but I believe that my version gives you the best possible chance of trying to get your ex back. So I suggest that you subscribe to my podcasts so that you can familiarize yourself with my version of the no contact rule. And to explain it as quickly and easily as possible, just for the benefit of today's podcast, there is a lot more to it, but just for the basic general principle that I promote, is that if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back, you should never contact them again unless they contact you first. And then at that stage, you rebuild your connection. Okay? So that's very important for you all to remember for when I'm describing Harry's story of his no contact success. So no contact success can best be explained as when somebody's been dumped, they've implemented my version of a no contact rule, and then their ex has got in contact with them, because that has shown the success of the story, because that has therefore presented an opportunity for the person to try to rebuild their connection. Because at the time of a breakup, obviously, there is no desire from a dumper to speak to the dumpy again. Okay, because the dumper has ended the relationship, the dumper does not want to be connected with the dumpy anymore. And hence, if you can get a conversation started via the dumper, then that is the beginning of you rebuilding your connection. So, Harry was in an 8-month relationship. So, 8 months, it's not the longest relationship. I'm sure many of you listeners would be thinking right now, well, my relationship was much longer than that. Okay, some people, okay, your relationship probably wasn't as long as this, but I would say a lot of people would be thinking, well, my relationship was longer than 8 months. And it's important for me to get into this as well, because the longer a relationship is, the more time you've had together, the more memories you have built together, the more connection you have formed, okay? So generally, the longer you was together, the better the chances you can try to one day reconnect, the better the chances that your ex will reach out to you, because you've got more history. Okay, so Harry was in an 8-month relationship before that relationship ended. It wasn't the longest, okay? And therefore, you may have thought to yourself, there could be some struggle here. There could be some struggle ahead. This hasn't gone in his favor at this initial moment, because 8 months isn't really that long in comparison to some relationships. But let's get into it. So his girlfriend lost emotional romantic attraction for him. Okay? And that is why people in relationships, when the emotional romantic attraction has hit a low point and they want to end the romantic relationship at that stage. So this happened due to her growing as a person and believing that their different cultures wouldn't work long term. So they're from different cultures, and when people don't believe the cultures will work together long term, that is showcasing growth in them as a person, in a differential to their partner. So basically, you might say they're growing apart in thoughts. One person, in this respect, it was Harry, believed that they could, you know, form a long-term relationship, even with their different cultures. But his partner at the time, as they was moving through their relationship, they started to grow apart, kind of mentally, you might say. And she started to think that it wasn't going to work long-term due to the different cultures. And that is why she started to lose emotional romantic attraction for him. And that is why she decided to end the relationship. Okay, so she ended the relationship by text. And that is always a very difficult way to receive such news. You don't have that kind of face-to-face chance to try to go through everything. So she ended the relationship by text. And Harry managed to stay emotionally stable. And that can be very, very challenging for anybody to do going through a breakup. But this is crucial to Harry's story. Okay, so Harry managed to stay emotionally stable. So in his response, he replied by saying that he understood her decision and to contact him if she wanted to chat. And that is absolutely the best thing you can do. Okay, you stay emotionally stable. You obviously try to put your case forward, but you just want to stay emotionally stable. You don't want to be flying off a handle. You don't want to be shouting about, you know, whether that's in text or in person. You don't want to be saying really emotional, explosive things like, I can't live without you, you know, I need you, or maybe on the flip side, maybe you start becoming abusive to them and really shouting and arguing and all those kind of things. It's very difficult to not do those things, but you need to do them. It increases your chances. And Harry behaved in the correct way. He stayed emotionally stable and he managed to reply by basically saying that he understood, you know, her viewpoint and to contact him if she ever wanted to chat. And that is exactly what I would suggest that you do if you are going for a breakup. So at this point, I just want to mention my weekly wingman service. I can be your wingman for the week, providing you with bespoke motivational encouragement. This can be to help with your love life, as well as ingraining a self-improvement mindset. The course begins with an audio call for us to speak and then moves on to emails. For more details on this service and information on audio coaching and positivity boosts, please click the link in the description. Okay, so now let's get back into Harry's story. He was dumped by his ex by text. Okay, they've been together 8 months. He was dumped by text, but he managed to stay emotionally stable in his response and basically said, I understand and respect your decision. That's your viewpoint. And please contact me if you want to chat again. So then after 3 days, he received a text. And this is fantastic, okay? This is unusual. 3 days is very short in regards of time passing by before somebody will contact you, okay? So when we implement the no contact rule, you ordinarily shouldn't be expecting to hear from your ex within 3 days, okay? It can take days, weeks, months, years. In some cases, it never happens. There is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back. And in some instances, it will never happen. Okay? However, after only 3 days, he received a text from his ex asking his opinion on a tattoo. Okay? So firstly, we can safely say this only happened because of how he behaved during the breakup. Okay? He was emotionally stable. He left the door open emotionally for her to be able to get back in touch without feeling like it was going to get really stressful and really kind of over the top. She knew she could do this. She knew it was possible for her to contact him and actually have a conversation. And he also left the door open by not blocking her. By doing these things, it enabled the possibility. And after only 3 days, she texted him and asked for an opinion on a tattoo. Now, this is an indirect, direct approach. This is what we call, in the breakup world, so to speak, as when somebody will reach out to you without really giving their direct reason. Okay, so the direct reason, the truth is, I want to talk to you. Okay, but she couldn't do that. She didn't feel comfortable to say that. So instead, she dresses it up with something else and says, you know, what's your opinion on this tattoo? And it's interesting when people do indirect, direct approaches. Another example could be they might text you and just say, oh, what was your thoughts on that TV show last night? You know, and you're just thinking, well, I've just been broken up with a while back. You know, maybe it's been months since you've heard from them, and they just fire that out at you. You know, in this instance, it's only been 3 days and it's regarding a tattoo. But it's always strange as a dumpy when you receive this type of contact, because you're thinking, you're kind of just almost ignoring the fact you've broke up with me, and you brought up a really kind of strange topic, you know, to say. But it's an indirect, direct approach. It basically means they want to talk to you. They don't really know how they can kind of say that. So they just ignore the elephant in the room and just say something, you know, along these lines. So texting started and continued from this point of discussing the tattoo, and it continued for the rest of the night. Now, the next morning, Harry sent a good morning message to say hello, okay? Now, he was thinking to himself that the texting went well last night, so I'm going to fire off a message in the morning, okay? But that was a big mistake, okay? So in my version of a no-contact rule, you want to be trying to go through the communication levels. You do a few messages, you ask for a phone call, you then ask to meet, okay? You might need to throw a video call in there instead. You might be able to go from messages to meet straight away. You've got to feel the situation. But if they don't move through the communication levels, then at the end of a text conversation, you just leave it and you go back into no contact and you start the process again. Okay, what you don't do is then start chasing. And that is what Harry did. So this is the mistake Harry made. In the morning, he then sent a good morning text to say hello. And his ex was not happy with him reaching out, okay? And actually replied by saying, we shouldn't be chatting. Now that really confused Harry, because obviously she'd reached out only the night before with an indirect, direct approach. So he's thinking, well, what on earth's going on here? You know, so what's clearly happening here is his ex is kind of in a bit of emotional turmoil in her mind. And she's all of a sudden thinking after a night sleeping on it, oh no, we shouldn't be chatting. Okay. And that is why it's important to leave it for your ex to reach out again, because, you know, Harry wasn't to know this. Harry's reached out and all of a sudden his ex's interest was kind of low again. And so that kind of annoyed her. And she even said so. So, you know, that was a very important lesson for Harry to learn. If they're not moving through the communication levels, if they're not heading towards a meet, then you leave them to it. Okay? So anyway, Harry then left it after that. He kind of learned his lesson. And over the next few weeks, she did start to reach out again. Periodically, she'd reach out. Harry would reply. The conversation would come to an end. And then Harry would wait for her to contact again. And that is the correct behaviour. He was trying to move the communication forward. He was trying to increase what was happening. And he did this by only ever replying. He was never instigating. And he then actually managed to arrange a date. And that's fantastic. That is the plan. That is what you're supposed to do. He finally got to be able to meet. And they had a successful date. And they then met on 3 subsequent dates. So they went on 4 dates, okay? So you're looking at that situation and you're probably saying, you know, in a 6-week period or whatever, this kind of grew into periodic text, into meeting, going on 4 dates. And that's absolutely fantastic. Okay. Now, after the 4th date, Harry received a text that he was not expecting, and it was very disappointing for him. His ex texted him and basically said she'd been enjoying the dates, but after thinking about things, realised they should not be communicating. So once again, his ex's level of intrigue and interest had started to dip. That wasn't anything Harry had done wrong per se. Maybe the dates could have gone a bit better. Maybe he could have moved the intimacy along. That could have been some suggestions of how to really try to cement the new relationship. But that didn't happen as it may have done. But he was still going on the dates. He was doing most things right. But unfortunately, His ex was still very concerned about the cultures. This is obviously still a big sticking point. Now, when you are grown in different directions, when you have different thought processes, when you, you know, this is, in this instance, it's different cultures, it could be anything. It could be somebody wanting to travel the world and somebody not wanting to. When you've got different life goals, when you've got different thought processes, we call this you're growing apart. You're growing in different directions. That can be very, very hard to resolve. Okay, and it can be one of the biggest things that can cause breakups to happen, because ultimately, if two people have very different opinions of the future and how things can work, or things they want to do or not do, then that sometimes can be insurmountable, because it will take one person to really change their mind. It will take one person to really drop their goals to not go around the world, okay? Or to think that the culture doesn't matter as much. You know, these are big things. And what you find is that sometimes there can be a reconciliation, but then this can flare up again, okay? Because unfortunately, these are big things, okay? And what you'll find is that they can be more difficult to tackle. So his ex reached out and said, look, we shouldn't be communicating, okay? This should not be happening. So Harry then managed to stay emotionally stable again, and he went straight back into no contact, which is fantastic, okay? But this does have a happier ending, because after only 10 days of no contact, his ex reached out again and the communication has restarted, and that is where they are at right now. Okay? And this is fantastic to hear, because it shows that he's doing everything right and it's still pulling on his ex. Now, for most of you listening to this, these time frames are not the likely time frames. Okay? The golden period is probably 3 to 6 months of receiving contact from your ex, okay? That's probably the average. I've known people hear from their ex after years of no contact, after over a decade of no contact, okay? When we're talking about 3 days, when we're then talking about 10 days, you know, these are unusually quick, okay? And Harry is probably receiving this type of contact because of the way he has behaved. He stayed very emotionally stable, and this has massively helped him, okay? So even though the time frames might not be matching your own story, even if you're thinking, well, I've been in no contact for 8 months and not heard anything, the important thing to remember is that it can happen at any point, okay? It can be days, weeks, months, years, decades, okay? Yes, sometimes it never happens, but ultimately, we never know when our story ends, okay? This story, Harry's story, shows how the no contact rule should be used, okay? And when he made a slight mistake at one point, it was made very aware to him what he did wrong, okay? So it really does show how the no contact rule should be used. And it shows that the success it can bring in reconnecting dumpers and dumpees, if it's really presented and showcased in the correct way, then you stand every chance of one day hearing from your ex again and having the opportunity of trying to rebuild your connection and building a new relationship on stronger foundations. If you feel that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description. Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get them back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back or move to the next, ain't no sweat. You know Vincent Bo got you, finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.